Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Harper reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Bradford moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cater out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and has Harper trapped. There's the throw to Orta, who throws back to Melton, who tags Harper for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Montgomery moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to third. Evans moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orta strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to third. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Garman now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muser moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sharp. Cater reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Terry Forster now pitching. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Cater moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Cater scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cater, and towards Griffin, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Sharp moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bob Veal now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Griffin fields the ball and throws to second. Aparicio drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Aparicio. Sharp scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermann. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Hermann steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for John Kennedy. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.